This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Ray.
This is Jax.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach Jackson Dean podcast.
Sound really chipper. That's weird.
Joy 94.9.
I want to share with you a dilemma of an almost middle-aged gay white male. I went to the movies the other day.
Jeez.
Oh, that's hard.
I know. Oh. I went on my own, so I was there without my boyfriend Anthony, and I'm sitting there, and this couple sat down next to me, two guys, and my gay
artwork,
so I recognise, I know they're family. But the one sitting closest to me, right next to me, he smelt good. Can I tell you? He smelt really good.
Oh, I love good smelling man.
Are you saying smelt good as in, the bear kind of smelt good, as in like he hasn't showered, or
he had buttered popcorn face. Popcorn face.
Yeah, popcorn smells nice.
You're full of the bangers today.
It does, Dad. But no, Rach, you're onto something here. This man was freshly showered and he was wearing some sort of cologne, and it was wonderful. It was very masculine.
Gorgeous.
So I thought, let's strike up a conversation. I said to this chap to my left, gee, you smell good. What are you wearing? And then I thought, once it came out of my mouth, I'm thinking, was that creepy? Does he think I'm some creepy middle-aged man here trying to crack onto him at the movie theatre?
Well, how old was he? Hopefully over...
Well, I didn't ask his age. I just wanted to know what he's wearing.
But, it can float across and be like, oh, my God, what is... I've often said that to people.
Uh-huh.
I think it's in the way you deliver it.
Is it buttered popcorn you're wearing?
Yeah, you just go, excuse me, can I have some popcorn? That's weird.
that's weird.
It's like, oh, that smells lovely. What are you wearing?
Get your hand out of my tub.
Yeah, I want to smell that on myself tonight. Mm. No, it's not.
He smelled good. But I think he's a bit surprised that I wouldn't dare ask him. Because he and his, I don't know if his partner or his date for the evening, they were in conversation. I didn't wait for them to stop. I just had to... I needed to know what he was wearing.
Oh, God, you smell nice, Dale. Oh,
I feel like if you can smell someone to the point where you need to ask what they're wearing, they're wearing too much.
Oh, no, it's just right.
It should be subtle.
Yeah. It should be, shouldn't it? Then I whack
smells
on a bit of a spritz and I can't smell it.
Where do you spritz? Do you spritz your wrists or
I do a wrist spritz. A spritzy wrist, uh-huh. Putting on the rips, and none of that was words, and a little bit on my neck, and then I dab it around a bit.
Aren't you meant to put it behind your ear? Isn't that like your
I wipe my own pheromones
place
there.
I don't know.
No, that was also too many words.
Too many words. It's time for a quiz.
Yes.
Okay, I am going to play with you today. No, that sounds horrible. We're going to play
gorgeous
a game today. It's called the name game because we all like using our names, don't we? We
say
know how
name,
much Jack likes to be called Jackie.
Oh, don't even say it out loud. Oh,
no, but what I would like you to do first is test your buzzers. Your buzzer is your name. All right, go.
Jack.
Dean.
Oh, Dean, you're terrible. Try again. Ready, go.
Dean.
Tristan.
Jack.
Oh, wow. This should be interesting. So the aim of this game is buzz in, whoever buzzes in first, to tell me the singer's real name. So some of these may be that they go by a complete alias and you need to know their actual name.
Oh, okay.
So you get double points if you can give me first name and last name.
Okay.
Or it may be people who are just known by their first name and you just need to give me their last name.
Mm.
Are you ready to begin? I'll start with
it sounds hard,
easy
Gypsy
one.
Gypsy Rose Lee. No.
Okay. Beyonce.
Jack.
Yeah, Ding.
All right, Jack.
Beyonce what? Knowles?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done.
Her name was also a name.
That's right. One for
yes, that was an easy one.
Yeah, pretty well. Come on.
Okay.
Dean's rolling his sleeves up.
The next one. Are you ready?
His pants.
Pink.
Dean.
Yes.
Now, I want to say Alicia? Alicia. Alicia what?
Can I just walk around the net?
Alicia. Does it start with a D? Is it Alicia Dixon? An M. Alicia Moore.
Yes, well done, Dean.
asked when I have the record that Rach was making M.
She was not.
With her
arms.
1.5 points for that one. Okay.
One more.
Okay, we said Beyonce before. What about Jay-Z?
Oh, I don't care.
He's just forfeited.
Tristan, what do you reckon?
Tristan, do you know?
Nah.
All right.
All pressure's on Jax.
Jason Zimmerman.
No, because Jay-Z has nothing to do with his actual name.
Are you a trickster?
Well, that's rude.
Come on, they're Mr. and Mrs. Who. What is their last name?
Oh, Carter.
Yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Carter. So what's his first Bob?
Oh.
Bob Carter?
Bob Carter?
Bob and Beyonce Carter. Bring him around for some dips and chips.
All right.
Dips and chips.
I'll give you half Mr. a point, Carter. Dean. His name is Sean. Sean.
Give him half
with a
point.
W.
Give me half
S-H-A-W-N. Sean Carter.
Is it?
A little clap for that.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Say, is it 2-1? 2-1.
Right, clap yourself, mate.
I'm clapping.
All right, get your buzzers ready again.
Another round.
Don't okay. That's fine.
All right, testing 1, 2, 3.
Dean.
Tristan.
Okay.
Okay. Bono. What? I had to Google this one.
I feel like I should know this.
Jack.
Yes.
Weird Glasses Man.
That is his name.
Yeah.
Give us a clue.
It begins with a P.
Potato. Oh, no, that's not right.
Potassium. Potassium Bono.
N. Clyde?
Percival? Peter.
Perspex.
No.
Paul? Oh, Paul.
Poo.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yep. Oh. His name is Paul Hewson.
All right, Bono. Yeah.
Paul David Hewson.
So where does
apparently.
A Bono come from?
All right, I've got one.
Google in your own time, Jax.
All right, mate.
In relation to this, this is interesting. Someone might get the link. Ooh. Sure.
Oh, you should know that, Dean. Look at you.
Dean.
Yes.
Sherilyn Bono.
Well,
her married name or Altman. Or Altman. She was Sherilyn Altman for a bit.
Cher actually has about 6 different surnames that you can give her. Her 2 most common ones were Sarkisson or Bono. So there you go.
Because she's married to Sonny Bono. That's right. And she's married to Greg Altman.
But correct. Dean gets 2 points because he got first name and last name.
Yay!
Yay,
Dean!
What do I get?
I've still got... Oh, you want another one? Okay, this is a very modern one. Very recent music. Lord. What is Lord's real name?
Is it Lord or Lordy?
Lordy.
Lord. Oh, Lordy.
Lordy, Lordy. Lord. What is it? Tristan? You must know this
one. Come on, Tristan. You're on your bloody Googles.
Nah.
Are you cheating, Tristan? Put that down.
He's writing love letters again.
Lord. You guys are terrible at this.
Well, I have other skill sets, Rach.
Oh, her name's Ella O'Connor. Fun facts for you.
Sarah all right. Connor.
I have a few more rounds, or well, a round left
for us.
To go.
Uh-huh.
Yes, so right, test your buzzers again. 1, 2, 3.
Jack. Tristan.
Oh, that was a good one.
We're warmed up now.
Yeah. I don't know any answers, but I know how to say my own name. Thank God.
Winning.
This person I recently saw in concert live here in Melbourne, Sia.
Real name.
Jack.
Yes.
Sarah Isabel Allen.
Wrong.
Okay.
Dean.
Yes.
Isn't it just like Sia Furler?
Yes.
Yay!
Well done.
Oh. No, they just
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The crowd goes, wow. Am I winning just quietly? Can we have a score check?
I mean, you know,
yes.
Subjective, isn't
so
it?
So currently the score is 2-5 for Dean, 1 for Jack, none for Tristan.
1 in the hands worth, 2 in the bush, Dean.
Yeah, but 5 gets you across the line, Jack.
All right, 5 in the back.
All right.
Ooh.
How about this one? We should know this. She's been around for a bloody long time.
Dean.
Madonna. We're going Madonna.
Come on, Tristan, you must know this one.
Come on.
Tristan.
Madonna?
What's her name?
What's her name?
Is it
her last name?
Don't know. I've heard of it, but I haven't.
Oh, something Italian, I think.
Guadagnino. Someone's got to be Guadagnino.
No, it's almost
that's
close.
The director's name.
I say Chicaroni? No. This doesn't sound
it
right.
Kind of.
No.
Could be if you don't know how to pronounce
chickpeas.
Words.
Chickapelli.
Chicaroni. It's
Ciccone.
Or Ciccone. Or Ciccone, depending on how you actually pronounce it. You guys are terrible at this. All right. I also had a lucky laugh.
So much judgment in your voice there, Rach.
Rach goes, you can Google if you want. I'm like, oh, nah.
Oh, no. That can't be too hard.
Okay. All right. Come on, Tristan, very last one.
Yep.
Are you ready? Have you got your buzzers ready?
Yep.
Adele.
Adele. Oh.
She has a last name.
Does she?
She does. She's married, even. She's got two kids.
Does she?
She does.
Adele. I don't know her last name.
Jones. Jack.
Oh. Yes.
Adele round the back. I don't
know. Her last name is Adkins. It's a pretty easy one.
Oh.
All right, but we want to know Lady Gaga's full name, 0427JOY949, and you can go in to win Call Me By Your Name. Double pass to go and see that at Cinema Nova.
Why wait for Tuesday Drive when you can catch up with Rach Jackson-Dean all week long? Subscribe, rate or review the Rach Jackson-Dean podcast from iTunes or download from the Joy website.
Why wait? Just listen to some podcasts.
You might have to wait if you have a reservation at a very expensive restaurant.
Ooh, dinner reservations. Mm. Table for two.
Yeah, you know, a lot of restaurants have gimmicks.
Yes.
Like maybe it's, you know, revolving restaurant.
A theatre restaurant.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't name names, but they're a bit scary.
You can't see.
The sensory deprivation tank restaurants. It's a submarine. Anyway, there was a new place in Gay Old Paris. Opened up in the 12th arrondissement. La 12e, merci beaucoup, tout le monde. And its theme is nude. So in order to get a seat there, which I hope is Scotch guarded, you have to be naked.
Oh, so it's not nude food?
The food is not nude.
It's nude
the
patrons.
The food is clothes, which is weird. Pants trout. But it's called Au Naturel.
So drop your dacks and get a snack.
Well, I often do. So where all the good bits are.
All I can think about right now is making sure that the air conditioning is set at the perfect temperature because you don't want it to be too cold. We know what happens. We don't want it to be too hot because sweaty bits on the chairs. I don't know. How do you find the happy medium?
Exactly. And it's also rated as quiet, cozy and casual.
Is it? Very casual.
But also it says one diner was disappointed and it reviewed it going, why aren't the waiters also nude?
I don't want to be seeing that, though.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be, because what if you like food too much?
But what about the people sitting at the table next to you? What's the difference between them and the person serving your food?
Eye level?
And they're not leaning in. They're not sort of leaning in and, you know, serving you.
I don't know. It's straight. They've got like a black curtain outside the front so you can't look in, and then another little curtain if you want to get into the foyer and try and run in, you can't. And you have to derobe. And just get nude.
Get nude. And Tristan, you were a bit concerned, weren't you, about what happens if you get a bit excited during your meal?
Yeah, like, what happens if you took your male partner or your female partner along?
It was a romantic dinner for two.
Yeah.
Keep saying, get it, Tristan, you've got a partner. I'm like, when would that happen? I don't have one. But yeah, what happens?
And your question is, where would you put your serviette?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Where do you tuck your serviette into? Yes.
Oh, and is that a first date restaurant? Do you reckon it would... What's the demographic? Really attractive people or very old people, like nudist people? Who are usually old and
it's the same frumpy. Sort of people that go to nudist beaches. That's who would go.
Mm. It's right near a park as well, the Bois de Vincennes, and actually Vincennes is fine, and it is a nudist park. So,
and is there a buffet? You have to line up behind people to get your prawns?
Oh, you don't want seafood with a naked flame.
You wouldn't know if you're if the seafood's fresh or not.
Well, then
Jesus! I tried to stop myself. I tried.
But that's a good point, Rach, because I'm thinking, what if you're having dinner and something doesn't agree with you? And if you're fully clothed, you might want to tempt fate, and maybe you want to have a discreet
a dinner fart
discreetly,
just a little
just discreetly.
Bah.
But the prawns haven't agreed with you, and your discreet dinner fart just becomes.
But then there's also many women have bladder issues when they sneeze. Like, you've got nothing to save you.
Oh, and you couldn't go all the time. You'd have to time that. I don't see any positives.
No.
I don't want to be eating naked.
No. Maybe afterwards. Save that for your couch.
I'll sleep over your couch.
Yeah, I don't, but, you know, if that's
your name.
I'll
eat your couch.
Because it's naked.
This was a good bit.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.